When my family gathers at my grandparents' house to celebrate a birthday or a holiday, we often share a meal. Sometimes we share in rituals, indulging my grandma by hunting for Easter eggs, or singing Silent Night as one of my cousins lays baby Jesus in the manger. But we always, always share stories. My grandpa is a storyteller, so much so that I have spent the last couple of years helping him put those stories into printed books for our family. He often trots out his favorite stories over and over again, telling us about his time in the military and how he helped his father raise turkeys during his elementary school years. We all know that his mother caught him trying to sneak back in the house after he left for a night out on the town. She never let him forget it, and now we won't either. As a child, I loved my grandpa's stories because through them, I was able to hear who he was before I was alive. His sense of adventure and work ethic shone through in stories of car races and new farming pursuits. As an adult, I love my grandpa's stories because they help me to understand where I come from. His stories tell me what is important to him, what he passed down to his children, and what my dad has passed down to me. My grandpa's stories are the blueprints of his life and his values. We hear from a storyteller in today's scripture as well. Hear another parable, Jesus says to the people in Matthew's gospel. Those three words let his followers know that he's not simply telling a story about a vineyard and some tenants. In that story, Jesus communicates a deeper message, that the kingdom of God will be given to those who can build and care for it. Jesus so often uses parables to teach lessons because we all communicate in story. We all have stories, and we tell them to connect to others and to make sense of our world. In this particular story, we glimpse just a hint of Easter resurrection and redemption. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes. Jesus reminds us that even in our brokenness, we are redeemed and built back up when we choose God. He reminds us that in a culture of scarcity and status and security, we can find greater freedom in our relationship with God. Again, we hear stories in the first reading from Genesis when Joseph's brothers taunt him and plot against him. They are envious of their younger brother and the love their father has for him and his head full of visions. Here comes that master dreamer, they tease. But despite the pain they inflict upon Joseph, the story doesn't end here. Yes, Joseph is doted upon by his father, but he also has God's favor. His dreams seem silly to his brothers. Maybe the stories in Joseph's dreams threaten them. But in those stories lies God. In those stories, Joseph learns how to see God working directly in his own life. And by responding to them, he realizes his ability to fulfill God's desires for his life. In this story, how often are we Joseph? How often are we the brothers? Where have we been marveling and dreaming about how God might be telling our stories? And where have we been acting out of fear and jealousy and pride? Joseph, the master dreamer, reminds us that our stories do not begin or end with us. But we begin with our stories. As Father Sean said yesterday, we all come to this novena bringing our stories, hoping to see movement in them. Some of us gathered here are learning to tell our own stories. Maybe we're just learning them for the first time, trying them on like Joseph wearing the coat given to him by his father. We are sons and daughters. Some of us are becoming parents. Some of us have lost our parents. We have children growing up and moving away, or we are longing for children that we don't yet have. We are seeking meaningful work. Some of us are looking for new jobs. Some of us have retired. We are growing in our careers, or we wonder what our job might look like someday. We are students and teachers. Some of us serve others. Some of us need help. We give thanks for loving relationships, or we pray for the grace to know our vocation. These types of new stories can be unfamiliar and even uncomfortable when we first claim them. Sometimes we wish that someone else could be the author of our life story. We don't feel worthy of the title. Maybe we have writer's block. But we also have God, and God has been writing our stories before we even knew they existed. Some of us here have come to the Novena of Grace because we are ready for a new chapter. Some of us are welcoming new family members with marriages and births. Some of us are seeking the strength to leave a job that can't support us and our families. Maybe some of us are here because we need the courage to repair relationships and bring healing into our conversations. And some of us can sense the ending drawing near for parts of our stories. Maybe we are saying goodbye to a relationship that needs to end. Some of us are feeling the loss of our health, or our family members, or our friends. Some of us are clinging to habits that draw us into darkness. And in all these parts of our stories, in the new beginnings and the middle chapters and the last pages, we are led by God. We know that God is leading us, even when we can't see the next lines God is writing. God is always telling our stories. We gather together today and throughout the next week to share these stories. We share them with God and with each other in prayer and presence. We pray that in bringing our stories to this novena, we can find the grace to repair them, to revisit them, to find God at work in us. Sister Mary Lou Kaunacki writes, "Engrave this upon your heart. There isn't anyone you couldn't love once you heard their story." We can look at our family members and our friends and know that their stories endear them to us. If we took time to listen to the stories of our enemies, we could find room for love there. This is even true about ourselves. Our stories tell us and others who we are and what we value. Our stories are containers for love and belonging. When we listen for our own stories and the stories of those in our lives, we broaden our ability to love. This is the story God is writing for us. So whatever stories you find yourself bringing to this novena, whatever repairs or changes or answers you may be longing for, remember that God meets us where we are. Wherever our imaginations may go seeking hope and comfort, remember that God can go beyond even that. Our stories do not end with us, nor do we end with our stories. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes.